This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we take you to Ed's No Name Bar in Winona to talk with singer-songwriter Elizabeth Gondour, otherwise known as Allure. We'll hear some of Elizabeth's music while also discussing her work, her inspirations, and her creative process. I'm Willard Hike, and this is the Live Feed here on KQAL.
All right, I think I'm going to start. I'm Elizabeth Gondour. Thanks to Andy. That was really fun to hear you. And Jake Ilka for hosting this night at Ed's No Name. Thanks for being here. I'm going to do a somewhat older tune of mine called Carries On.
Carries on like nothing's wrong, and she wears a smile with a cigarette. She carries on like nothing's wrong, and she wears a smile with a cigarette. She never felt so good. She never felt like she could with a baby and a man to care for her. Then one day she just walked away with nothing more than the clothes she wore. She left her keys right there in the front door. She carries on like nothing's wrong, and she wears a smile with a cigarette. She carries on like nothing's wrong, and she wears a smile with a cigarette. Settled down in a little town, in a tiny house with a yellow door. She opened up a store with local staff that they wanted to talk about anything but the scars she bore. She carries on like nothing's wrong, and she wears a smile with
I'm Willard Hike here at Ed's No Name in Winona with Elizabeth Gondour. How are you doing today, Elizabeth?
I am doing awesome.
Awesome. So, first of all, great set tonight. I really enjoyed it. Start by giving listeners an overview of your sound and kind of the music you make.
Uh-oh. That's tricky. Let's see, an overview. I guess it's, I'm sort of hearkening back to like my 90s days. But that's just because it's got a singer-songwriter vibe. But I would say it's kind of, yeah, it's got like an alt-rock vibe. And also I'm a trained singer, so I like to do a lot of higher notes, which gives it sort of an ethereal vibe. That's what people say. I don't know. Maybe it's like I'm totally off. But I think that sort of gives it this, you know, this different spacey kind of vibe because of these higher sustained notes.
Yeah, no, for sure. Cool. That was you have a really cool guitar. That's something I noticed when you're up there. What kind of venues or shows do you mostly play?
So previously I was mainly playing with a band called Elizabeth Gondour and the Hayburners, which I'll give you a CD. And that was more country, folk, bluegrassy vibe. So we'd be able to do brunches, brewery gigs. We'd do places like the 331 in Minneapolis, the Ice House, the Vieux Carré. We did the Midwest Music Festival here. We played at the Eagles Club. So, but with the newer music I'm doing, it's a little bit, I mean, because I'm playing an electric guitar, so it's a little more rocking, which leaves a little less venues that I can play at. And also, I'm trying to do it more less background kind of vibe and more of, like, I want to put on, like, an hour show, and that's it. Like, I don't want to be playing for, like, 3 hours, you know?
You were telling me earlier about how you've, as of late, kind of been taking up this kind of more rock tone.
Yeah.
What do you like about that kind of music?
Like rock music?
Sure. whatever vibe you're going with.
I guess I have like a ton of energy, and so I like that this gives me a bit more freedom to be louder, to be bigger, to move around. Not that you couldn't do that with like acoustic, softer music, but I feel like that's something that's sort of unique to me is I have a ton of energy, and so I get to use it a bit more. I get to sing bigger. I guess that's what I like about rock, and I like the idea of females rocking too. Just because that I primarily listen to female artists, and like I just love when they can like cut loose and get like do things that like the guys normally get to do, you know, like a Joan Jett, like just killing it, you know.
Yeah, for sure. How'd you get started with music?
Oh man, that's a long story, and an expensive story. But I started training when I was like 10 years old. I started taking voice lessons and doing like vocal competitions, and then I went to St. Olaf to study classical music and got a degree there. And then I went to New York because after college I did this like apprenticeship at the June Loon, which was like a awesome avant-garde kind of theater. And I did musical theater, I did operetta stuff, and then I moved to New York and I tried to learn how to dance and do musical theater, and it didn't really happen. And so then I picked up the guitar, and then at Jalopy Theater, which is like this really awesome place in Red Hook, it's a venue and they give lessons. I started taking guitar lessons there and writing my own music and just was like, this is it. This is the path. So
that's awesome. I have a few friends that go to Olaf too. Oh. And grandparents in Northfield too. It's a cool place though. I love Northfield. It's a really cool spot.
All right. This is a new song of mine.
Thank you. keeping me here. Maybe it's fear. The cracks around the world, they seem to say, oh, I always knew the lies to be true.
Who are some other musicians that influence your work?
Yeah, because I always think about this, like, who... I mean, I guess when I first decided I wanted to be a singer-songwriter, Joni Mitchell was probably... Like, I hadn't grown up with this, like, folk music, so she was probably the first person I really heard. I grew up, like I said, listening to 90s music, so, like... You know, Sheryl Crow and Fiona Apple and Tori Amos were kind of like the people I was listening to. Lauryn Hill. I mean, I did grow up listening to like a lot of R&B too. And I don't know. Recently, you know, I've been listening. You know, Nico Case has been somebody I've gone back to time and time again. Lucinda Williams is like super inspiring. Tom Waits is like, oh my God, like amazing. Like just that sort of, I like when people are like, not just musicians, they seem like overall artists. So I guess that's kind of what I go for as far as listening.
Yeah, for sure. Have you been to Winona before?
Yeah. Oh, hope I didn't. Okay. I think I was here. Actually, I was a pole vaulter in college and high school. And I think I came here once for like a pole vaulting camp, like to the U. I think I'm pretty sure I was here. But I didn't like leave the campus. But then I, was here, I think, like a year and a half ago, perhaps. I did something at the Midwest Records Music Store. I did a little show there, and then I played at Ed's for a second. And then last year I was at the Midwest Music Festival at the Eagles Club. So I've been here maybe like a handful of times. I love it here, though. It's awesome. And that... the Blue Heron. Is that what the Heron? That place is awesome. Like, I was hoping I could get here earlier just to eat there. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, it's awesome over there.
All right, this is a song about meeting somebody when you're not supposed to.
I couldn't help myself. You were with someone else. Still I fell for you just the same, without ever knowing your name. How was I to know?
What's something you hope listeners take away from hearing your music?
I don't know. I guess just this, a very general human connection. I sing mostly about experiences, feelings. Some of my songs tell a story, but they're really emotional. And I guess I'm just trying to connect with people. And if someone can connect with me while I'm singing, even if they don't get the lyrics, if they feel the mood and the vibe of the song, that's a connection. I want to relate to people. I want to, you know, we're all searching for meaning and purpose. And, you know, just to connect kind of gives us that feeling that we you know, we're supposed to be here. I don't know. It seems way deeper than like my music is, but it's just, honestly, music is a way to connect with the world and with people.
It's always a question that evokes some really interesting conversation and some really interesting. It's cool. It's really cool to hear what people have to say. What's your process behind making your music, if you have one?
I just pretty much like, it can be in the car as I'm cleaning the house or going on a walk. I'll come up with like a melody, or normally it's a refrain that I come up with. And then I'll sing it over. Sometimes it doesn't have words, actually. It just has like a sound of a word. Like it has like a K at the beginning or something. So normally it starts with the refrain, melody, and sometimes with lyrics. And then from there, I'll like record it on my phone and revisit it if I remember it later. And then if it's good, I'll develop it and I'll take a refrain and I'll try to put words to it, put chords to it, and write verses. So it's pretty easy.
One last question for you here. Where can listeners learn more about you?
Okay, I have a website, www.elizabethgondour, that's E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, Gondour, G-H-A-N-D-O-U-R, music.com. And you can go there, check out what I'm up to, sign up for my mailing list. I do like a monthly mailing list where I let you know important gigs. Otherwise, you can just, I do a lot of my my interaction on Facebook, on my private email, I mean private name or whatever. So I do have like a musician page too, but I do most of it on my private page, just because there's no difference between me and me as a musician. So you can friend me, Elizabeth Gondour, on Facebook. I mean, if you're interested in my music. And so often I post like little snippets of things or upcoming events or something like that. So that's pretty much where I'm at these days.
Well, once again, I'm Willard Hike here with Elizabeth Gondour at Ed's No Name in Winona. Thanks for joining us, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for having me.
When I pass by, the people say, there goes another girl down that lost her way. Just a deck of cards and a jack of wine, and a woman's life makes his life like mine. For the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down, down lost highway. was another girl down that lost highway. There goes another girl down that lost highway.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Thanks again to Elizabeth Gondor for joining us on this episode of The Live Feed. I'm Willard Hike. Thanks for listening.